now, back to the show.
Here's Jen and Truda.
It's hot. That's the feeling that it can't stop. It's 100 degrees.
Yes. It's already, it's 79 right now.
That says 82 up there on the TV.
All right.
I'm going with that because it sounds hotter.
Different places. It's different things. That is like your house. It's your house outside.
It was a little warm this morning in my house. I kept it at 78 overnight.
Of all the times that I think you would have to be cool, when I sleep, especially, that is...
I do. I turn it down to 77 at night.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. And I leave
the ceiling
fan
on. But you can't
on.
Enjoy that during the day. You have to have that during the night.
Because it kicks on more during the day. So that feels cooler at 78 or 79. I'm bringing my bill
I'm just trying to figure out.
By comparison, when my bill is $100 and yours is $4,000.
It was $200 so far. So we'll see.
$200. I actually called and complained once when our bill was $217. I called and I said, there must be a mistake. This can't possibly be right.
Yeah.
And that was right after I first had a kid. And I was paranoid to keep the house too cold. And so I had jacked up the heat. And they were like, nope, that's normal. That's actually what normal people
pay. We got to discuss these bill mistakes because Danielle just did the same thing. She called DirecTV and she's like, this keeps going up every month and I want to know why. And the woman's like, did you rent School of Rock on June 15th? And Danielle goes, all those kids, I have no idea what they're doing at home.
Buying all sorts of on-demand movies.
Yeah, all those
movies.
Kids, right.
Like you.
School of Rock. It's the latest thing ads is into.
Really? Yeah, don't pay for that. Get that free somehow.
Couldn't find it anywhere else. So,
really?
Yeah, right. But you forget things like that. And then you call them and they're like, well, you bought this movie. That's why.
At least it was School of Rock. What if they were like, at 2 a.m, it seems that your husband purchased some films. Then that's something you got to do a little more explaining on.
Yeah.
Tons of tickets to give away today. Pat Benatar, Steely Dan, and Steve Winwood, Los Lonely Boys. We're going to play a little Gen X versus Millennial here in a little bit. So we're going to get Shaylee the Millennial in. We'll have some Gen Xers call, pit them against each other. And Virginia Madsen, she's got a new show tonight on CBS.
Yeah.
American Gothic. We're going to talk to her
in
a little bit.
Big Whodunit looks pretty good.
Yeah.
After Big Brother tonight, which all fires up, and then... And tomorrow we'll just be full of Big Brother talk.
You're
Can't
so
wait.
Excited.
I'm excited.
I have not watched that since maybe the first season, and I thought, a bunch of adults throwing whipped cream at each other in the yard. This seems weird.
Summer hot, so hey, there you go. Tomorrow we may have to have our official The Show Big Brother draft.
Okay, I'll try to watch it. I'll put in the effort.
All right.
If I don't, I'll just pick
it's
somebody
okay.
at random.
I can watch it for you.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah. Make a contest out of it somehow. Is there a winner? Do they get kicked out of the house?
There is a winner, yeah. They play for $500,000.
Oh. But do they all stay in the house, or are they slowly getting kicked out?
No, they get voted out every week. Have you not watched it at all?
No, not
okay, so
like
every,
the very first
season,
maybe.
Every week you get voted out, like Survivor.
Gotcha.
So there's eliminations, and there's... But then toward the end, somebody can come back into the house that was previously eliminated. And it's a whole thing. I think you'll get wrapped up in it. The people I've introduced this show to get fanatic about it.
So we could make this a competition and each have a person that we
Sure, we
pick,
could, yeah.
And then the winner.
Then you just ride that horse to the very end and see how they do.
$500,000.
It's right. This is what could make it fun for you.
We could get.
Yeah.
Potentially $5.
Right. Okay. We'll put that. We'll have a pot. Yeah.
Right.
We've got two right here from the K-Cup Fund.
Perfect.
Is there any entertainment news or is that it, Big Brother?
I got it right here. The estate of Michael Jackson is responding to a report by Radar Online alleging the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Department has proof the singer had an extensive collection of child pornography. In a statement released yesterday, the Jackson estate says everything in the report is false and Michael remains just as innocent of child molestation charges in death as he was in life.
He didn't have that friend.
The 88-page report cites several picture books, magazines, and videos containing images of nude and semi-nude children were found at Jackson's Neverland Ranch. A spokesperson for the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Department told Billboard the agency did not release any of the documents and or photographs to the media.
You got to have that friend who dumps everything bad
right
when you die. And obviously he didn't have that set up.
They say the report is false.
Yeah.
Katy Perry announcing the debut of a new fragrance named Mad Love. Yeah, Mad Love. Mm-hmm. The new perfume is a follow-up to the Roar Singer's 2015 fragrance Mad Potion. But some are speculating the name could be a reference to the Mad Love lyric in Taylor Swift's big hit, Bad Blood. Many assume Swift's Bad Blood was about Perry, though Taylor denies writing the tune about her. And one lucky bidder is going to become the owner of a lock of David Bowie's hair. It's being sold online this week at Heritage Auctions. The current bid, $2,000. Auction ends June 25th. Heritage Auction says the lock was collected by someone from Madame Tussauds Wax Museum who needed it to make a wig for a wax Bowie figure back in the 80s. Bowie, of course, left fans devastated when he died back in January.
Of all the things you could own from a rock star, I think hair might be the strangest of them all.
Yeah. Can I just get an autograph and a picture?
Some people into that stuff, I guess, though.
Yeah.
Right?
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.